Back to the Voice of the Cape, and of course it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are focusing on the mental health, part of this, the journey that, so many women face, and males. And of course we have Justine Lacey, who is a clinical executive at ProfMed. We don't have much time left. So what I am going to do is I am going to very quickly ask you, Justine, to talk to us a bit about, ProfMed and the services that you offer.
Related to breast cancer.
Yes, please.
All right. So Nadia, yes, we have quite a rich counseling benefit, can be split into what we call a mental health benefit, with benefits for counseling by a psychiatrist or a clinical psychologist. And then we also have a program called Whisper, which members can contact around the clock for any trauma-related situation they find themselves in. Mm-hmm. By trauma, I mean any situation that they might deem to be upsetting, which includes a cancer diagnosis. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is around the clock. It's included in the benefit for all our members, and there is a psychologist on the other end of the line who will attend to that member immediately. So those are our counseling benefits. We also have oncology benefits, and that those benefits become more comprehensive the top end of the options that are available. Bottom end, we do have benefits, but once a member has been diagnosed with cancer, we encourage that member to consider upgrading to a more comprehensive benefit, which will allow for richer access based on their risk to benefits that they'll need during their oncology journey. Mm-hmm. We also have dedicated oncology case managers who will guide those members through their journeys. Often there is a direct line to those case managers, and the same case manager will be accessible to a member throughout their journey, because there's nothing worse than having to speak to somebody new every time you phone the medical aid. Mm-hmm. Those case managers do have a nursing background, and they exercise great empathy and understanding. We really do encourage our members from a preventative care perspective. We have rich preventive care and screening benefits, which are largely aimed at mammograms for breast cancer screening. And that's an annual benefit for members over the age of 40. And we have an exception management process for members under the age of 40 who need the screening as a result of a history of breast cancer, or previous breast cancer themselves, or are on medication that may predispose them to breast cancer. Mm-hmm. We do send out communication to all applicable members on an annual basis, encouraging them to go for their screening, because we do place a lot of emphasis on prevention is better than cure. It certainly does. Cancer is detected early, it really saves tremendously from an emotional, physical, and cost perspective. Mm-hmm. So it's a win-win situation for everybody involved.
Mm-hmm. So I do have a few questions that I do hope that you can answer. The first one that we received was somebody saying, good evening, after the patient has gone through tests and there is cancer that is detected, how does the patient know they have cancer? Does the doctor tell the patient, or does the doctor leave it up to the family to tell the patient?
Oh my goodness, no. It really is the doctor's place to both diagnose and convey that diagnosis to the patient. Mm-hmm. It depends on the type of cancer. If it's picked up by a family practitioner, they would usually, or if it's suspected to be a cancer diagnosis, that family practitioner would refer the patient to a specialist. If it's prostate cancer, for instance, they'd be referred to a urologist. If it's breast cancer, they would be referred to an oncologist who has specialized in breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And that oncologist would then do the necessary tests to confirm the diagnosis and then convey that result to the patient themselves.
Okay. Another question has come through. Thank you for the program. Very informative. How regularly does a woman need to have her breast examined? I had breast examination this year. I am in my 59th secular year.
That's a great question. I'm so glad that member's asking that question. So, I mean, we know, sorry, just to take a couple of steps back, I will address that question, but regular breast self-examination does empower women to know their own bodies. We know that there are healthcare practitioners who would not advocate for self-examination because their view is that it may cause unnecessary alarm. With that said, the reason why is because often when one feels something in your breast, it can be perceived as a lump and one jumps to conclusions when it could in fact be a cyst, for instance. So that's why if one is going to conduct self-examination, that one gets one's breasts checked by a healthcare professional at least annually. Mm-hmm. And hand in hand with that should go the annual mammogram and ultrasound if your radiologist deems that to be included.
Okay. Last question. I was recently diagnosed with breast cancer at 36 years old. I've undergone one chemo session and all this happened within 2 months. And not once did any healthcare professional or anyone at the hospital, the doctor, ask how I am or offer some kind of support. Okay, so this person says that she is not on medical aid. This is at a public hospital.
Okay, I'm so sorry to hear that. It's not acceptable. But now's your opportunity to take the bull by the horns and demand that you get referred to a counsellor. Alternatively, you can phone an organisation like SADC, mm-hmm. Or the Cancer Association of South Africa. One can find their details on the web. Just search for either of those two groups and speak to somebody, but it's so important that you get the emotional support. It's integral to your recovery.
Absolutely. You know, that's so sad because you know, obviously when at the age of 36 you are thrown, as you've mentioned, this is something that, you know, many people, some know, some don't. They don't really even, half of the time, it is so much information that we don't really understand what we are going through and then still not to get the support. But as you've heard, listener 8690, SADC or Cancer SA, you can go to the their websites, and of course I'm sure their details are on their website. This has been very informative. Justine Lacey, Clinical Executive at ProfMed, thank you so very much for taking the time to chat with us this evening, and for, you know, educating us, and for, you know, just enlightening the fact that we need support. We should get that little bit of counseling or therapy, and so do our families. It's been an absolute pleasure. Have a fantastic evening ahead.
Thank you so much, Nadia. If I've helped one person through this conversation with you, then I've done my job.
Absolutely. Thank you so very much. Have a good
Thank you for having me.
Only a pleasure.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That, of course, Justine Lacey, Clinical Executive at ProfMed. And wow, so much information. And, you know, it's really sometimes, especially when you know of people, when you are interactive with people that are going through chemo and radiation, etc., the only thing that we can do is show support and love and care. Of course, 1 minute after 8, we move straight into the package for Isha, inshallah, and the Isha Adhan this evening.